citizenship questions on the census, and you have a right to be counted regardless of your immigration status. So it's up to us to make sure that New York gets the funding it deserves. Go to my2020census.gov and let's be counted. Sending you so much love.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Pacifica was founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, and the mission calls for radio that fosters understanding among nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Yo, what's good, New York? And welcome to this first report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm one of the six staff delegates on the LSB, and today I'll be serving as your facilitator, doing station IDs, identifying who's speaking, and asking clarifying questions if necessary. Now it's become customary for the first LSB report of the year to introduce the LSB officers and the PNB directors, and that's what we'll be doing today. But this time, we're mixing it up a bit to accommodate the schedules of some of the participants. So, in each hour, we'll have a different mixture of officers and directors. And in the second half of each hour, we'll open up the phone lines and invite you to call in with your questions and comments. Each officer and director will give a brief report, which will be immediately followed by a two-minute period where the other participants in that portion of the show will be able to ask questions or make comments on the report just given. The LSB officers in this first hour are the chair, Carolyn McIntyre.
Good evening. Thank you, Sean, for organizing this. Sean Rhodes, I understand that Max is engineering. Thank you, Jack Devine, for introducing us and getting this started. And I also really appreciate Catherine Davis who's helping us tonight. Catherine Davis used to be on the LSB, and I miss your presence, Catherine, so thank you for being here. We are the WBAI Local Station Board, and we're here to serve you. I became the current chair in 2019 in April, so I'm going to talk a little bit about what we've been doing since around April 2019. We did a number of elections, and as everybody knows, all the LSB meetings are open to the public, and that is...
Thanks, Carolyn. I just want to introduce the rest of the team before you get into your statement.
Okay, great. Sorry, thanks.
Don't worry about it. So we're also going to be joined by the treasurer, All R. Paul Martin.
Yes, I'm here.
And then the PNB listener directors joining us in this hour are Alex Steinberg, who is also the chair of the PNB.
Hi, this is Alex. I'm here.
And we are also joined by Ralph Pointer. Ralph, are you there? Well, hopefully Ralph will be joining us soon. Before going to the reports, I've been asked to present the Pacifica mission statement, which serves as a reminder of where we started and ultimately where we should be. So here are the five items in the mission statement as presented by various former LSB members.
The Pacifica Mission Statement.
A. To establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation.
B. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such a manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed by the Federal Communications Commission and subject in their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended.
C. In radio broadcasting operations, to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community.
D. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors, to gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all of such groups, and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms.
E. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied voices in the public presentation of accurate, objective, and comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. Article 2, subsection A, was amended March 6, 1971, filed April 9, 1971, and corrected, amended, filed May 5, 1971.
And there you have it, the Pacifica mission statement. All right, so let's get to those reports. We'll start with the LSB chair, Carolyn McIntyre.
Thank you, Jack Devine, and welcome everybody who's listening. And I hope that we can provide you with information about what happens to the local station board and how we interact with you, the public, and how we interact with management, producers, and PMB members on the national level as well, because we're sort of an intersection between interacting with Pacifica representatives and with our local station. So, yes, I am going to start with a little bit of what we've been doing since around April 2019. I'm the current chair, so I'll speak just in the time period that I've been doing this. We've been having regular monthly meetings. Our meetings are once a month. They tend to be on a Wednesday, and we let you know about those meetings in a cart that is run a week prior to the meetings. The meetings are the second Wednesday of the month, and they are open to the public, so you can join us by either Zoom if you have a computer or by calling in. And there's a time in each meeting when you can make a comment of up to 2 minutes. So what has been going on? Initially, we've had two back-to-back elections in 2019, in addition to which we elected representatives from WBAI to the PNB committees. Those are the national committees. And those included the Audit Committee, the Governance Committee, the Elections Committee, and the Programming Committee, and the Committee of Inclusion. We also have a Standing Finance Committee, and with us here, I believe, is our Paul, who is going to be talking about the Finance Committee and what that committee has been doing, and who is also the treasurer. Here, in addition, we have WBAI LSB members who are members of the Technology Task Force. This is on the P&B level, the Affiliates Task Force, and the Development Task Force. And then on the local level, we have some outreach. We have three task forces. One is the Outreach Task Force, the Fundraising Task Force, and the third one is the Town Hall Task Force. And those are to focus on local fundraising, local outreach, and organizing town hall meetings. So, and this meeting tonight is brought to you because Sean Rhodes, who created the radio committee, has organized this event, and Sean is also on the local station board. So among our duties are, one is to be involved in evaluating the general manager and management. So we also are in the process of that, in addition to which we created a program director search committee, and that will be, that's the committee that's begun meeting, and they will be making some recommendations. In 2019, we had to deal with some really big and unusual challenges, and I know the others tonight can speak to this as well. Some of the big and unusual challenges were, as many of you know, if you're a listener, that in October, WBAI was shut down in a sudden shutdown where a representative, the then IED, John Vernile, came, and everybody was, the staff were fired, and the site was shut down. Fortunately, because WBI has had a good relationship with the landlord, we were allowed access back in, and our amazing staff and producers swung into action, not rolling over, and did what we could to bring back the station. It was, there were people who stayed up all night, working really hard on this, and so we worked very hard to bring it back. On the legal level, we had a legal fight to fight against other members of Pacific and National Board who were working hard to shut down WBAI. And during that month, this was a month-long legal fight, which we successfully fought and came back on the air about actually exactly a month later. But during that time that we were off the air, there was a programming that was piped in from California, and local program was programming, and producers were pretty much pushed aside. During that time, we worked with the Fight Back group, and some of us here participated in a rally on the steps of City Hall. We also, some of us quietly lobbied P&B members. I had phone calls with P&B representatives, many of the ones who were actually working to shut us down. Some of them I spoke with for a few hours, and some of them would hang up the phone when I would call. And in that effort was to reshape some of this perception of WBAI as being what I would call a perception of WBAI as the scapegoat and the problem child and a drag to the network. And so some people were seeing the magical solution was to shut down WBAI and sell it off. And so we successfully fought that on the legal end in terms of getting back on the air in November. However, the fight continued, and there was a group of people that we had to continue to work to fight against that were working to change the bylaws. And many of the listeners know this because you voted against the bylaws revision. And all of you who voted against the bylaws revision, we really want to thank you tonight for paying attention to what's going on. Because if you weren't paying attention, it would have been easy to have voted in a way that would have made it easy for this group to sell off WBAI, take away control from elected representatives who represent the listeners, and hand that control over to a small group of directors from the West Coast who would have no commitment or loyalty to our listeners and our communities. So we did a lot of working with management and working with reshaping and recasting this perception of WBAI as the problem child and scapegoat. So here we are, and we've been having all through that, even through the coup, 2 days after being shut down, we had an LSB meeting. And at that LSB meeting, we passed a resolution condemning the shutdown and recommending the termination of the interim executive director, John Vernial. And that was given to the PNB. We also have met during this bylaws fight and continue to with our duties, even though we weren't sure that we had to hold back on seating our PNB delegates to the committees because we were mandated to that we could not seat them by the court. And so the seating of our PNB representatives was delayed until March, but we are happy that they are seated now and we have been moving forward. And more recently, we've been trying a couple of things, like we had a presentation on social media to help with the marketing and social media. As you all know, we desperately need to work on fundraising and expanding our reach, and that needs to be a big focus of our work. Are we still in danger? I would say that we're on a precarious position right now where we have a slim majority on the PNB level of people who really support WBAI, but that is it's a tricky balance, and we need to continue to be vigilant about fundraising and also recasting what I would call this systemic problem in the culture of blame, criticism, and attack. And it almost doesn't matter who starts it, but people get pulled into these endless cycles of blame, criticism, and attack. And it's very debilitating for any group or organization when that becomes systemic. So by not letting ourselves get pulled into that and by staying clear that we all need to work together, that is a big part of my goal as in keeping us focused and moving forward. Recently, there was a resolution that was just passed this week, a big question about whether we were going to fill Andrea Katz's position as development director, and Alex and Ralph and our PNB representatives can speak to that, but I understand that it was passed, but that it barely passed, and that there were some PNB members against filling that position. And I also want to say that WBAI was the only station that laid off staff when it was asked to do so, when all the stations in the network were asked to engage in layoffs as a cost saving. WBAI shrank to a drastic number of 7 to 10 full-time employees, and that is what we call just barely bare bones. There are still other stations in the network that did not lay people off and have staffs of 35 to 45. So we are, you know, the staff and producers are constantly trying to do a lot with not very much support. And I don't know if my time is up. I think we all have a time limit here. Should I stop at that point? Jack, are you facilitating us? Do you want me to stop or do you want me to continue?
Karen, I think you've shared a lot of great information for now, and you can definitely add some in during our listener calling period. But thank you so much, Carolyn McIntyre, for that great report. It is 10:19 here on WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM on your FM dial, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI local station board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm a staff representative and a facilitator today. And this month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the P&B directors. You just got through listening to LSB Chair Carolyn McIntyre. Now, let's hear from LSB Treasurer R. Paul Martin.
Okay, how much time do I have?
It is 10:20. We're hoping to get to listener calls at 10:30.
Oh, okay. I'll try not to take up the whole 10 minutes. Yes, hi. My name is R. Paul Martin. I'm the WBAI LSB Treasurer. And what the WBAI LSB Treasurer does is try to keep everybody informed of what's happening with the finances of the radio station and of the Pacifica Foundation, which is the parent of all five Pacifica stations. That's important because if something especially bad happens with the finances of Pacifica, it affects everybody. And such things have happened. The chair has been talking before about the incursion or invasion in October by certain people, including then interim executive director John Vernili. And, well, we have been told on the National Finance Committee, because as WBII LSB LSB treasurer, I am on the National Finance Committee. And on that committee, we have been told that the bylaws referendum that we all had to live through cost about $102,000. Now, you all have remembered getting something about that, and we're very glad that people voted against the bylaws changes. But still in all, to run that extra election cost $102,000, and the question right now is how to pay that expense. So that's a problem, among many other problems. Let's see. The stations are not doing so well financially. For FY19 and FY20, and FY20 will be ending on September 30th, but so far there are outstanding central services fees. Central services fees are what the stations pay to Pacifica so that Pacifica can do various things like pay insurance and other things. There are a lot of things that you have to deal with in order to have a radio station. And since there's a radio network, the Pacifica network of five stations, you have to pay attention to a lot of stuff. And the Pacifica National Office is supposed to do that. And so we're supposed to pay central services fees. And right now, the central services fees that go to pay for many things, they're not being paid fully. In fact, WBAI's share of what is still owed and is outstanding is approximately $295,000 at this point in time, which is a problem. This is one of the things we do where we're pitching on the air as we're doing now. Yes, we have to pay rent, and we have to pay for the tower where we have the transmitter and all of that. We also have to pay into Pacifica in order to keep everything else going, including all sorts of legal things that we have to do. All right. Now, we've been having problems for some years with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and that has come to an unfortunate head recently. Years ago, Pacifica basically got some more money from the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, than we should have. And recently, in the end of May, the CPB wrote to Pacifica and said, "We want you to pay this now." And they say we owe them $137,000 in change, and we have to pay that, and soon. Among other things, they also have taken Pacifica out of their program, so we will not be getting community service grants. We had been hoping to get our audits finally done, and if we could have gotten the FY19 audit done by June 30th, there was hope that we would be able to be reinstated with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Right now, it is looking extremely unlikely that we will be able to meet that deadline. And a part of this is something very serious, which is we are no longer being we are no longer a part of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting's music service. What that means is when you hear some a song being played on the radio on a commercial station, they're paying a certain amount of money every time they play a song. Well, for Pacifica stations and other nonprofits, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting has a special deal where the CPB covers that, and we don't have to do anything about it. But now that Pacifica, all five stations, are not in the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we have to figure out how to deal with this. There are people in Pacifica who think that we will be able to cover that, we'll be able to track all of the songs that are played and pay the money for them. I am not one of the people who thinks that's really going to work out because, you know, it requires a lot of tracking that I have never seen Pacifica be able to do in the past. Other things that are going on are that we have I told you about the audit. I don't think it's going to get done, and that is a very unfortunate thing. We also have other debts that are happening. There is a loan. There is a big loan. People may remember that there was a lot of problem. There were a lot of problems with the Empire State Building. That eventually got fixed, sort of, by taking out a loan, and the loan. Well, the loan is for the principal is about $3.2 million, and Pacifica is supposed to pay interest on it quarterly of about $70,000, and then next March 31st, which is like 9 months from now, the big payment of the principal comes due, and there are problems with how are we going to pay this. There are all sorts of issues, and people are saying we can refinance it. This is something that's very big and that we have to figure out. And, you know, I'm not sure everybody's got it figured out. Now, I know we're coming up to the end here, so instead of saying more right now, let me say this. If you want to find out some more about what's going on with the finances, there are treasurer's reports. I put out a written treasurer's report before every LSB meeting. You can find those by going up to my website at glib.com. GLIB.com. When you get there, you will see treasurer's reports in big letters. That's a link. Click on that, and you'll get to a page, and it will show you treasurer's reports going back years. So if you want to learn more, that's a good place to go. Okay, I think I'll leave it at that for now.
Thank you, R. Paul Martin, for that informative report. Now let's hear from listener director and PMB chair, Alex Steinberg.
Thank you, Jack. Jack, how much time do I have for this segment?
I mean, we're hoping to get to listener questions around 10:30, but if we're running a little behind schedule, I think that's all right. So take your time. Maybe try and do it in 5 minutes or so.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Okay. I'm the current chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I was on the board last year, and I see a sharp division between history that happened before October 7th, 2019, and what happened after October 7th, 2019. October 7th, as you should know, if you're a regular WBI listener, is when WBI was illegally shut down by the previous interim executive director, John Vernili, with the support of a minority of the board. It was done without the knowledge or the approval of a majority of the board. That set into motion a series of events that pretty much tied down anything but defensive work on the Pacifica National Board for the next 6 months. First, we had to fight against the coup and to restore WBAI, and that took a while. And then no sooner had we won that battle, thanks in great part to our listeners and to the activists and Pacifica Fight Back and other groups, as well as the legal work of Arthur Schwartz, as well as the dedication of our colleagues on the Pacifica National Board and the local station board, we got WBI back on the air against the expectations of those who shut us down. But no sooner had we won that battle than we were faced by this referendum that was forced on us by court order. And that referendum, had it passed, would have completely upended the Pacifica bylaws and essentially ended our democratic governance system. We won that. It took us until March to win that battle. And what happens in March? Well, March is the beginning of the pandemic and the lockdown. So we've gone through quite a ride in the last six to 9 months. Anyway, to make a long story short, the Pacifica National Board really only got underway for 2020 in the March-April time period, working under difficult conditions of the pandemic and so on. Now, let me just say a few words about the situation in Pacifica. And here I have to take exception to Art Paul Martin's report. He made it sound like things are really gloomy and kind of hopeless, and Pacifica is just sort of always struggling along and is never going to catch up. Well, that's not true. Yes, we do have a lot of difficulties we face. And yes, we are not going to have the 2019 audit done on time. But 3 years ago, we were behind no less than four audits. We are now behind one audit. We are just finishing the 2018 audit, and we hope to have the 2019 audit completed in the next two or three or so months. So we are behind, but not that much, and we are catching up. And we also hope to restore our status with the CPB. We owe them some money as a result of a previous violation going back to 2013. We paid that money. We had to raise $137,000 in a short period of time, and we did it. And so we are making progress. Not to discount that we have some serious financial problems. The other thing I want to report is that we did receive the Payment Protection Program loan. That is a real godsend to Pacifica, and it's a forgivable loan provided we spend the money according to the criteria laid out in the loan agreement. And that means 60% of it has to go to payroll and the rest can go for overhead. Part of that overhead, by the way, would include paying the interest on the big loan we have. No reason we can't do that. We also have another application in the works for something called the EIDL loan, which will be over $2 million. That is not a forgivable loan, but it's a very long-term loan at a very low interest rate. And if we can get that, and I'm optimistic that we will be able to get that, that'll give us a lot more flexibility in dealing with our financial problems. So I just want to set the record a little. I just want to bend the arrow a little bit in the other direction from where our Paul bent it. Again, not denying that we have some serious financial issues. We do. Among those financial issues is that one of our stations, KPFK in Los Angeles, is running a huge budget deficit, and as a result, they have been mandated to lay off 30% or reduce their expenses by 30%, which basically is going to have to consist in layoffs of some sort. We are trying to work with the unions as to how that's going to be done, and we'll see how that turns out. Okay, so that's a quick recap of where we are financially at the moment. The other thing I want to bring to your attention is that we have a series of new bylaws amendments being proposed from the Pacifica National Board Two of them have to do with bringing our bylaws up to date with current statutory law so that we can be exempt from property taxes. And we have been paying property taxes on the stations in California and Texas. Those are the only stations that own property. And there was even a threat to auction off the building in Berkeley, the KPFA building, because we were behind on the property taxes. So two of those bylaws amendments have to do with fixing that situation. One of them is also going to streamline the entire bylaws process. Those three amendments were passed by the National Board at its meeting last night, and they will be submitted to the local boards. Three of the local boards have to pass them for those amendments to go through. Now, the other amendment that I haven't commented on is one that was written expressly to protect us from the kind of sneak attack that was launched against us when we were forced to have a referendum. Previously, it was only required to have 1% of the members sign a petition to force a referendum by the entire membership. We are proposing a bylaws amendment to raise that threshold from 1% to 5%. Because let's face it, in this electronic age with electronic petitions, you can get 1% of any kind of body to sign up to anything. You can say, I want a ham sandwich to be the next president of the United States. I guarantee you can get 1% of any group to sign on to that. So that means nothing. If we're requiring 5%, that means we're asking if there is a real significant support for a bylaws amendment before we go through this entire process and bill Pacifica for $100,000 or more. So I personally hope all three of those bylaws amendments will be passed. The other thing I wanted to mention is that the National Board has begun a kind of an outreach program directly to its listeners. That began with a virtual town hall meeting back in May. It was our first such event. And we had special guests, Chris Hedges and Margaret Kimberly, on for the first hour. And that first hour was broadcast on WBAI and our sister station in Houston, KPFT. After the broadcast, that was followed by presentations. And then there was a good 2 hours of Q&A with whoever wanted to be on the town hall meeting. We're going to have more of those in the future. I think it was a very good town hall meeting. What it suffered from was a lack of publicity, and we'll learn from that. And the next time we do this, we're going to make sure we leave plenty of time for the word to get out there, so that many more people can participate. Finally, I want to bring up that the Pacifica National Board has taken an initiative in creating a coronavirus task force, and that task force was delegated with the job of trying to create some programming initiatives to deal with the task force and to deal with it in the unique way that only Pacifica can deal with it. We're not mainstream press. We're not NPR, and we're also not a small community station. We are in the biggest metropolitan area marketplace in the country, and we need to inform our audience, and we need to present them with scientific facts, as well as debunking the complacency of the mainstream media, the criminal culpability of the Trump administration, as well as some of their Democratic enablers. And that national programming is finally underway. We have a Pacifica COVID national program that airs 5 days a week, and it's each of our five stations is involved in the production of that program, as well as the affiliates. So that's it from now from the Pacifica National Board. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex Steinberg, for your very informative report. Now let's hear from listener director Ralph Pointer, if he has joined us. Ralph, are you here? All right, well, we are still waiting on Ralph, but I just want to let our listeners know that it is 10:39 here on WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm a staff representative and your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and PNB directors. In this hour, we've heard from the chair, Carolyn McIntyre, the treasurer, R. Paul Martin, and listener director, Alex Steinberg. And now it's time to hear from you. We're taking your calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. And while we're waiting for our calls, it could be a good opportunity for the representatives from the local station board that we have on here right now, if they have any questions for each other. So if any of the, if either Alex or Paul or Carolyn have questions about their reports, now would be a good time to first state their names and then ask specifically who else to the other representative what their question is.
Yeah, I have a question. Should I go ahead?
Yeah, just can you, this is Carolyn McIntyre. I just want to make sure I identify
you.
Yeah,
I have a question for either Alex or R. Paul about the PPP loan that is, so it's for payroll, and it's contingent upon us not laying anybody off. But I heard you say that KPFK is being mandated to lay off 30%. So how are we able to get the loan if there's a plan to do layoffs? Does that mean that the layoffs are going to happen later? Or, you know, how do you not negate that loan? I'm just wondering about that.
On the National Finance Committee, we had discussions about this. The payroll protection plan thing, called the PPP, is it's flexible.
And just, I just want to clarify, this is R. Paul Martin for our listeners.
Oh, I'm R. Paul Martin again. I'm the treasurer. And it's a bit flexible, and you have to use at least 60% of it for payroll only. And it isn't absolute that you can't lay off anybody at all, ever. There is a threshold. You can lay off a little bit because the basic idea is the pandemic has dealt a serious blow to the economy, and a lot of places, a lot of companies are going to have to lay people off, even with the help of the PPP loan. However, there's a threshold there, and a little bit of laying off can happen, but you can't lay off above a certain level. I don't know what that certain level is, but it's there. And also, it's within a certain period of time. So it isn't like you have to, you can't lay anybody off for 3 years or something. It's some number of months or something that you can do it with. But basically, yeah, I am thinking, by the way, the what Pacifica got from that was $1.2 million for the PPP loan. And that's going to help a great deal because by law we're required to make payroll the first thing we pay. If we can't pay anything else, we got to pay payroll. And so this is helpful because the money that goes from that PPP thing will pay some payroll. And the stations will then have that money that they would have used for the payroll to pay for other things that they need, like rent and stuff like that. So there is some flexibility in the PPP loan, and it's really a good thing that we got that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that. Great question, Carolyn, and thank you, Arpal, for the answer. And I just want to remind our listeners that we are taking your calls for another 10 minutes. The number to call in is 212-209-2877.
We have one caller on the line and one more calling in, so why don't we take the one that's here?
All right, great. So we have a caller. You are live on WBAI, our report from the local station board. What is your name and what is your question and or comment?
My name is Joyce Richardson, and my concern is that I pledge very early in the year, and I pay by check, and nobody has asked for the money. And last week I heard some other guy saying, well, when are you going to ask for the money that I pledged? So I just want to bring this issue to your attention, and whoever's in charge of seeing that this gets worked out, I'll be glad to write the check. But clearly something has happened, and I pledged in January, so it's an old problem.
Well, thank you for that call. Do any of the officers on the local station board want to address that concern?
There is, if you go to WBAI.org, you will find, I'm trying to get onto it right now, you will find that there's an issue with the fact that we have less than a skeleton crew at WBAI right now. And let's see, one of the things that's up here at WBAI.org is an instruction that you should contact because of limited staff on site. Go to premiums@wbai.org. That's premiums@wbai.org, and write to them there. It's an email address. Send them email there, and apparently management says that's the way to contact them because, again, we have very few staff going to the actual radio station because of the pandemic. If we had everybody going in and out of there, we'd have hundreds of people going in and out of there, and I think the operations crew would suffer attrition from that. So premiums@wbai.org is probably the thing to go to.
Thank you for that answer, Arpal. Carolyn, is there something you'd like to add?
Yes, I would like to add, because I'm getting a text message from a staff person here saying, let's not make it complicated. All you have to do is mail a check to 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, and that to WBAI. Again, that's to WBAI. 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Does anybody have the zip code? Do you know the zip code?
11217.
11217. So please, if you got your checkbook there, that would be great if you could just pop a check in the mail, because there are people coming to the station to collect the mail and collect checks, and there are some things that are happening there. So
yeah,
that zip code is 11217.
Well,
so thank you
so
much. That's the kind of call we'd love to get. Make your checkout. Oh, and the other thing is you have to make your checkout to WBAI Pacifica. And this is, make your checkout to WBAI Pacifica. Mail it to WBAI 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you so much, Carolyn, for that clarifying information. I believe we have another caller on the line. That's still true, right, Max?
Yes, hello. As I was listening to this program, my eye had been drawn to an obituary in today's New York Times for June Noble Larkin Gibson. Her father was Edward John Noble, a foundation He was the founder of Lifesaver Candies and of ABC. She herself was a chairperson of the Metropolitan Museum of Art. She was an alumni of the Juilliard School and of the Manet School. I'm wondering, I imagine that this is already true about WBAI, but are there foundation grants that you could get? And if WBAI were to get a foundation grant from such a foundation as this one, the Edward John Noble Foundation, I guess would you be obligated to have more classical music or jazz programming? You know, as a result of such a move.
I can answer that.
Thank you, Alex.
Yes, we definitely want to have grants from foundations. However, we will never accept the grant that's conditional on our putting on a certain program. So if there's some kind of a quid pro quo there, we can't do it. It's actually against the law. We can certainly interest certain foundations that if we explain to them that we provide an outlet for different kinds of music or different kinds of cultural programming, that's completely legitimate. And we are going to have an open position for a development director. We currently have a development director, but she's leaving us shortly, and we had to get permission from the national board in order to keep that position, which we did get. So we will be paying close attention to all kinds of efforts to get grants and make all kinds of partnerships with other community organizations and nonprofits and foundations.
I think I could also add that our current development director, Andrea Katz, recently applied for about 7 grants. Is that correct? I think it was about 7. And one of our board members is also working with Linda Perry on some more grant proposals. So that is also happening.
Well, thank you both for. Sorry, you're still going, Carolyn?
No,
that was our fault. For 1 second, the grants. This is one of the issues we have. Was we can't. We've been having trouble getting grants because we don't have current audits, and so we have to go for grants that don't require that you have a current audit, which is why, even though we'll miss the deadline for properly filing it, having an audit at all for FY19 will help us to get grants from some other places, and that will be a great help. So it's another great reason why I hope we really get the audits done soon.
Well, thank you, R. Paul, Carolyn, and Alex for providing information there. We have only a couple minutes left before we have to transition to our second hour. Are there any other callers on the line?
Oh, we have a few, and Ralph Pointer has called in, but I can't hook him in.
I would love to hear from Ralph, but I don't know if we got enough time for an additional report, unfortunately.
We have another caller on the line.
All right, we've got time for one last caller in this hour. Please keep it brief. We've only got a couple more minutes, so please state your name and your question and or comment.
Is this me?
This is you.
Hi. Good evening, everyone. Hello. Thank you. I'll make it very short. Alex, in reference to the earlier mention about the Zoom presentation, I think that not only do you need to advertise it more, but it needs to be streamed. It needs to be aired on the air. You assume that many BAI listeners have access to computers, which they do not. That is a fact. So you need to change up the Zoom and air it and stream it, whatever your next thing is going to be. I would like to ask a general question, just putting this out into the air as it were. I'm wondering if any LSB member, or any PNB member for that matter, has any opportunity to talk to the IPD about programming, because the program grid is never up to date. The IPD has made undemocratic programming changes without being respectful to producers, and that's the number one way you lose listeners. If listeners do not have a consistent program grid to follow, it turns them off. And I'd just like to say one more thing, that the timing for this particular report tonight at 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. was very, very bad. I don't know whose decision that was. I don't know if it was a group decision. However, it was a bad decision because a lot of people are down for the night at 10 p.m., and I think it would be better, as it has been in the past, to have this on a weekday morning, maybe after Amy goes off the air at 9 o'clock. And this is like the longest fundraising drive we've had in a long time. Last time Bertolt spoke at an LSB meeting, he said that we're taking in $4,800 a day, which is, I know times are hard, et cetera, but when I worked at BAI, I learned from the PD at that time that the number one way to get your money in is the programming. So I think that the LSB needs to really help the IPD to do that, and the programming is not democratic. There's no program council, and the listeners pay, and we vote for the LSB members. So just like Trump, we elect you guys, so you need to step up. You need to step up and represent, especially Jack Devine, because he's in the DSA and stuff. So I know it's 56, and you got to take a break and then get on the next hour. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Well, thank you for that comment. We don't really have time to address it, unfortunately, because it is 10:56. And we have to transition into our next hour with different representatives from the local station board. But first, I do want to clarify to the listeners that the schedule of the PNB and LSB teleconference meetings is available at kpftx.org. Again, that is kpftx.org. And the stream of those meetings can also be heard there. Tuesday, June 30th at 7 p.m., the LSB will be meeting in a closed session to deal with the Management Evaluation Committee report. This meeting is not open to the public and will not be streamed. On Thursday, July 2nd at 8:30 p.m. will be the Pacifica National Board meeting. That will be available. And on Wednesday, July 8th at 7 p.m. will be the WBAI LSB meeting, which will also be available to the public. On Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. will be the WBAI Finance Committee meeting. To get more information about the LSB, please visit wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Again, that is wbai.org/lsbindex.php. To join the LSB's public listserv, in which you can read posts and discussions among LSB members, send a blank message to WBAI LSB public subscribe at yahoogroups.com. Again, that is WBAI-LSB-public-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. To send letters, write Local Station Board, WBAI, 388 Atlantic Ave, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Again, that is Local Station Board, WBAI, 388 Atlantic Ave, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. We are now transitioning into the second half, when we'll be hearing from other members of the Local Station Board.
Thank you all. Good night.
Thank you and good night. And I believe that Ralph was joining, so maybe he could join the second hour. That, I think it would be great to have his voice to this next group. So thank you, everybody. And also, by the way, our listenership has been going up, so thank you.
to WBAI this Saturday at 8 p.m. for the Metropolitan Virtual Playhouse. Saturday features an evening of the 15th annual New Play Festival East Side Stories. Two new comedies, Grassroots and East Village Trader Joe's, about gentrification and gentrifiers. The Obie Award-winning Metropolitan Playhouse has been finding America one play at a time since 1993. Please tune in Saturday at 8 p.m. on 99.5 WBAI or streaming at WBAI.org.
This is Phil Donahue. I have 600 channels in my home, but 400 of them are selling the Bowflex machine. That's why I listen to WBAI New York.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Streaming at www.wbai.org.
Hello, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. Every month, different members of the local board will inform the community on the matters of WBAI, and members of the community will have the chance to call in and share their ideas on how to build a stronger WBAI. The license for WBAI is held by the Pacifica Foundation, which holds the license for four other community radio stations and has around 200 affiliates across the U.S. Founded by pacifists after World War II in 1949, the Pacifica mission calls for radio that fosters understanding amongst nations and individuals, encourages creativity, and promotes innovative, uncensored distribution of news. WBAI became a part of Pacifica in 1960. The revised Pacifica bylaws of 2003 brought us the first governing local station boards to be elected by listeners and staff, initiating an era of increased inclusion, participation, accountability, and transparency throughout the network. The Local Station Board, or LSB, is a subcommittee of the Pacifica Board of Directors and has specific powers and responsibilities. For more information about WBAI and Pacifica, please visit WBAI.org. Thank you for tuning in to this report from the WBAI Local Station Board.
Hi, everyone. Sophia.
It is 11.02 p.m. here at WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM. And we're streaming on WBAI.org. This is the first report of 2020 from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I'm a staff representative and your facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. In this second hour, we'll hear from listener director James Sagerton, who is also the chair of the National Finance Committee. James, are you there? Well, hopefully we'll get James on the air soon. And we're also joined by Staff Director Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Hey, Sean. And then we'll hear from LSB Vice Chair Sophia Albady.
Hi, everyone.
And Ralph was unable to join us in the first hour, but Ralph, are you here now? It looks like Ralph may have dropped off. And the LSB Secretary, Charlotte Albrecht, was unable to join us today. So in this second hour, we'll start with the LSB Vice Chair, Sophia Albady.
Hi, thank you, Jack. This is Sophia, and it's my first term with the LSB, and it's been a really eventful few months, to say the least. And I think we've done a really impressive job being able to hold together the station and collaborate against a lot of odds, including, obviously, the challenge of the Pacifica bylaws amendment vote, which was the revision was voted down by majorities across the country, across the Pacifica network, as well as obviously the lockout that happened earlier during the election itself, and that really rallied together the entire WBI community and the greater New York community as well. And, of course, the recent COVID crisis, which I think the station has been able to rise to the opportunity and produce the kind of programming that really taps into and informs the public and becomes a source of information during a in the midst of, you know, a lot of political denialism from on the federal level. And I think that it's done a really important job in that respect, too. And I look forward to, you know, being able to continue to work with other board members and the wider community. I think what felt like what's been missing has been the chance for us to be able to build out BAI's support when in times of non-crisis. And I hope that we can find a way to do that when things kind of start to stabilize a little bit. It's been great to think what Alex said before, to be able to have the payroll protection loan for BAI and for Pacifica in general. And I think, I hope that it allows us to be able to expand our work with some stability. And I think now, you know, being able to broaden out the membership, we also had, you know, we got the Nielsen ratings, and it's really important that, you know, to note that BAI's Latinx listenership has increased over the last year. And I think that and, you know, the programming has also expanded, and we've produced new programming that has increased the number of Latinx producers at the station. And I think that's a really important development as well. And I, you know, obviously look forward to being able to provide more information. And I'll just leave it there.
Well, thank you so much, Sophia, for that great report. And now let's hear from Listener Director and National Finance Committee Chair James Sagerton. It seems like James has not been able to join us yet. So maybe let's first see if anyone else on the call has any questions for Sophia about her report.
Ralph here just joined the meeting.
Oh, Ralph, you just joined the meeting. All right, great. You have questions, or do you want to give your report now since we did not get in the first hour?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I didn't get in the first hour.
We were hoping to have you on the first hour to give your report, but if you can give your report now, that would be great. This is Listener Director Ralph Pointer.
Yes, I just got off a Pacifica Fight Back, WBAI Fight Back meeting, and it's interesting, on the last program, the last question I heard was, there must be a change of program. The people should understand the last year there's been an attempt to put programming, a committee to deal with programming on the local station board agenda, and we have not been able to get it there as of now. And so we understand that programming must be dealt with. The problem is the way in which program management is dealt with. And I think that it could be done with a committee. And as soon as we get that committee together, there will be changes. Now, Bertold has announced recently that there were changes that he has made personally that the changes have been made without input by a committee or other members on the station board. And so that would be my report as to the ongoing work of the local station board.
Well, thank you so much, Ralph, for that great report. Has James joined us? So we're still waiting to hear from James. It is 11:10, and this is we're here on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and we're also streaming on WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine. I'm your facilitator today, and this month we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. You just got through listening to PNB listener director Ralph Pointer. Now let's hear from staff director Sean Rhodes.
Thank you, Jack. Let me just state right off the bat, as a PNB director, my responsibility is rather broad in that I care about the well-being of WBAI as well as the other four stations in the network. For those who don't already know, that's in D.C., WPFW, in Texas, KPFT, in Berkeley, KPFA, and in Los Angeles, KPFK. And I also have concerns about the affiliate stations as well in my capacity as PNB director. Now, since I last spoke to our listeners in June of 2019 about how Pacifica and BAI were taking steps to get our business in order, a number of things happened, both on the local and national level. They have already been mentioned thus far. The October coup of 2019, the bylaws referendum that took place shortly after we regained control of that of the station after that one-month coup, and the ramifications of COVID-19. Now, I'd like to address some of the things that have been touched upon already, but I'd like to expand on them a little bit more and state that yesterday, June 25th, the PNB had a meeting both in closed and open sessions. And at the open sessions, motions were passed that addressed some of these issues. Now, since we have time, I'd like to read the motion regarding reauthorization of funding for a full-time position at WBAI. It's not long, but it gives you a better grasp of the situation. And this was put forth by Alex Steinberg. Whereas a recent motion by the Pacifica National Board mandated a hiring freeze and required that any hire, even when replacing a position that has become vacant, be approved by the Pacifica National Board, whereas the position of development director will be terminating with the departure of the employee who held that position on June 30th, and whereas this position is absolutely critical for the continued functioning of WBAI, which already is working with a skeleton staff, and whereas this position includes many tasks beyond its title, including keeping track of membership, premiums, managing content on the website, training of interns, liaison with other community organizations, and assisting with planning of fund drives in addition to applying for grants, be it resolved that WBAI is authorized to retain a replacement for the position of development director at the same funding level of $60,000 a year plus benefits as currently exist. And there was a debate about this, and the motion passed. 14 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Now, in terms of dealing with the bylaws referendum that was forced upon us when we regained control of the station, as Alex stated in his presentation in the first hour, the PNB met and we had put forward 4 bylaws amendments. Only 3 of the 4 were passed. I'd like to address the one amendment
the one amendment that pertains to protecting the network from having bylaws referendums forced upon us again. And that is a petition in which the proposed bylaw amendments are endorsed by signature by at least 5% of all members, which petition to be considered proposed must be delivered to the Foundation's secretary. That means they're raising the threshold from 1% to 5% of all members. This way, we won't be held hostage to any particular group coming in, as we experienced last time, and getting people to sign things by misleading them, thinking they were just advocating that the item go to the membership for a vote, not that they were in favor of the particular amendment in question. So that's what that motion, that amendment, pertains to. And all three, I'm supporting that we get passed at our local LSB. As Alex said, we need three of the five LSBs to vote in favor of them so that these amendments can be added to Pacifica's bylaws. And then the last thing I want to address is, flesh out a little bit more, is the PP money. As was stated by our Paul Martin, we got $1.2 million. The IED, who is Lydia Brazon, explained to us last night that 60% is restricted to employee salaries and benefits, while 40% can be used for operational costs. And it was explained to us that a portion of that money has been used to pay back the CPB, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the money that we, Pacifica, owed them, which puts us a little closer to regaining membership in good standing. As has been stated, we don't have the audits to complete that package, but at least we're on our way. So things are looking hopeful, and we are on the right steps, taking steps to get our business in order. Okay, so that's my report.
Well, thank you, Sean, very much for that great report. Max, have you been able to get in contact with James? I just emailed you.
Now that I've been sent the right phone number, I will try again.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Max. And while we are waiting for James, do any of the other LSB officers have any questions for Sean about his report? Well, it does not seem like there are any other questions, so we will wait momentarily to see if we can get James Sagerton on the air.
He's here.
James, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jack. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, James.
Just give me a moment to turn the radio down, please.
All right, great.
Okay, I'm with you. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you, James. So this is a listener and director and National Finance Committee Chair, James Sagerton.
Great, I appreciate it, and I apologize having technical difficulty getting on the call. A lot of calls back and forth trying to fix it, and finally here I am. okay, so I don't know how many people know, but I was recently elected to be the treasurer of Pacifica. So I'm going to focus most of my report tonight on things going forward. We've had great discussion during the calls about the history, the recent history, the tremendous fight we had over the bylaws, the shutdown of WBAI, all the work that was done by everyone to try and fix those problems. But now going forward, we have a new opportunity, kind of out of the ashes sort of thing, out of the tragic horror of this coronavirus pandemic. We've had some opportunities arise, one of which is a payroll protection plan, $1.2 million, which we just got in hand as of Tuesday night, the night of our National Finance Committee meeting. The interim chief financial officer from Anita Sims from NEDA, who does our accounting, informed me that we had the money in hand and we're ready to go on that. As mentioned by Alex, we have another loan that's in the works that could set us straight going forward. So I'm just going to go back to the report that I prepared now. And so we can use all of this money, or at least we have to use at least 60% of it for payroll, and that is enough for Pacifica to pay its payroll for 2.5 months. During that time, hopefully we can raise some funds and pay off some of our other needs that we have, such as to pay for our audits so we can apply for CPB, community broadcasting funds, and get back on a solid footing with our finances. So the economic injury disaster loan is, and there we have other loans and grants that are possible going forward. So at the NFC meeting, the May financials arrived. These had only been released at the beginning of the meeting, so we didn't have a chance to review them. We'll be reviewing them next meeting, which will be July 7th. Please tune in. Go to KPFTX and tune in to our Finance Committee meeting to see if we'll be able to access those funds going forward. Let's see. Okay. The financials that we were looking at show that in three of our stations, KPFK, KPFT, and WBAI, we're still operating at least a 10% deficit, and thus we should have been working on and are now submitting plans to cut our budgets to eliminate those deficits. However, these new funds coming in should assist us in that, but we still have to bring ourselves into balance with our budgets. Okay. Okay, it was decided at the last NFC meeting that we're going to set a regular timeline for a regular budgeting process for all the stations and the foundation, which for a variety of reasons, including Pacifica's inability to produce adequate bookkeeping and completed audits, we have not had for at least 4 years, and it was imperfect even before that. So with Netta's help, we're going to be going forward and repairing and improving our financial reporting so that we can get audits done. And with the audits, we can then reach out and do development for grants and CPB funding, Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding. The treasurers have been asked to discuss preparing for instituting the budget process with their management and local finance committees. So I'm hoping the finance committee people are listening. So you're on notice that we'll be beginning to do that in preparation for the budget process. The interim chief financial officer and the committee, the National Finance Committee, agreed that it makes no sense to try to produce a budget for the current fiscal year, which is about to end on June 30th. So we're going to go forward, starting a new, fresh, clean budget process for next year. The ICFO was asked if Netta was getting compliance from the other radio stations. WBAI and WPFW are the only two stations using the preferred financing software called Mass 500 that's preferred by Netta. We are trying to get the other stations to use it. We'll be leaning on them harder in the future to do that. The problem with us not having our audits for so many years, a lot of it was we weren't getting adequate reporting from some of the stations to produce that. So hopefully we're going to get compliance in that matter, and we're going to have to push further in order to get that. At the request of the chair at the last meeting, the ICFO spoke on the benefits of all of the stations using uniform charts of accounts in their reporting using Mass 500 software that Netta has asked us to use, which will save us a lot of money on accounting if everybody uses it. She says that NEDA has training for our personnel for that, so there should be no reason to drag feet. We should all get on board with that. As the chair, the new chair, I will be taking advantage of the situation we're having as a result of the coronavirus crisis. The finance committees are now meeting telephonically and digitally, so I'm going to listen in, and where invited, I'm going to participate on all of the station's local finance committee meetings to see what the status is at the different stations and with regard to their finances and their procedures. Again, we're going to try and get some uniform procedures going in Pacifica. That has been a stumbling block that has prevented us from properly doing our accounting and getting our certified audits finished. Let's see. Oh, one of our stations, the KPFA station, has no finance committee at all. We need to fix that problem because they're creating their budgets with no public transparency. We need to make sure that all of the stations are providing the same kind of transparency that WBAI does. And we're going to be looking for a new formula for our central services. It was noted earlier how we're behind in our central services. That's partly because the old formula for central services does not take into account the fact that we're in New York City and we're paying, I think it's $23,000 a month off the bat for the rent at our 388 Atlantic Avenue location and for our tower, our antenna tower at 4 Times Square. This is something that the other stations don't have to deal with, and it puts us at an unfair advantage at the start. So, again, we're going to try and renegotiate the central services formula and improve the situation for WBAI. Okay, that's what I have for now, and why don't we try to reserve some time for questions.
Yes, thank you very much, James, for that report. Does anyone of our LSB officers have any questions or comments for James? If you do, please to make sure to identify yourself first.
Sean has a question for James.
Is that both Sean and Sophia have a question?
Yes.
Sophia, please go first.
I had maybe a question for either James or Alex, but if you could talk a little bit more about the PNB or the National Task Force around COVID and programming, what that's looked like, what the discussions are or have been, that would be great. Thank you.
I assume you're talking about the discussions to create the COVID task force and what they're doing. The COVID task force grew out of the National Fight Back Committee, which was a parallel group, a parallel with WBAI Fight Back to fight against the bylaws changes on the national level. And when the conclusion came to the bylaws fight, the question came, what should we do with all this energy and all this organizing that we've done on the Fight Back committees? How can we channel it? And the idea for the Corona Task Force came out of that. And they are charged with developing programming, which is now got dedicated time slots at most of the stations around the network. Some of the stations aren't carrying it. We're going to work on that. That is how it's going forward. We're looking at the questions around the COVID virus in terms of the impact, those most affected by it, how that plays out as usual in our society where people of color are impacted to a greater degree than other people for the most part, and it's being done from that perspective.
Well, thank you, James, for answering Sophia's question. And Sean, what is your question for James?
You stated in your report that K KPFA does not have a finance committee. Who has been putting together its budget then?
Well, it's interesting. Take this as you will. I asked the former treasurer and chair of the finance committee, Chris Corey from KPFA, how come they didn't have a finance committee at KPFA? And he said, you know, you're going to be surprised, but until a year ago, I didn't know that the rest of the stations had finance committees. That seemed very surprising to me at the very least. So, Sharon Adams, who is the, I believe she's the treasurer. Yeah, she's the treasurer at KPFA, said at one of our recent National Finance Committee meetings that the treasurer, the business manager, and the general manager get together and they work out a budget process. So it's not done with any transparency. It's not done in public. It's not done in the light of day. And this is significant because during the bylaws battle and the shutdown of WBAI, $80,000 was transferred out of KPFA by John Verniel, the our former executive director, interim executive director, to pay Foster Garvey, a very expensive law firm, to fight WBAI in its battle to get back on the air. And they ran up a total bill of $230,000, all without any transparency. So, you know, it's important that we have this kind of transparency. We're dealing with members' donations. We have to treat them honorably and be sure that we do right by our members.
May I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Is it up to that the LSB at KPFA to instruct its membership to form such a committee so that these activities can be done by a committee, a properly seated committee? I don't think telling just those three people who have been doing it thus far to form a committee is going to get the job done.
No, I appreciate that. And we are going to start in the finance committee. And if necessary, we'll get the governance committee involved and hopefully instruct them to get into conformance with the process that's in our bylaws to have a finance committee. And if necessary, we can have the Pacifica National Board instruct them to create a finance committee if we have to go there. So I'm hoping we won't. Let me just give a parallel situation that's going on. We had a situation where our auditors, not our auditors, I'm sorry, our accountants, this is the National Educational Telecommunications Association, which does our accounting. They do accounting for nonprofit media organizations nationwide. They're a nonprofit organization as well. They have not had access to all of the bank accounts of all of the stations at Pacifica. Some of the stations, notably KPFK and KPFA, have been dragging their feet at giving them access to the bank accounts, which makes accounting much more expensive. And, you know, to a certain extent, it makes it impossible. And this is why we don't have audits, timely audits, which, again, prevents us from reaching out and doing development. You can't get grants and even donations from some people if you can't show that you're using the money responsibly and, you know, that it's all on the up and up. So we just recently have begun getting compliance from these other stations, giving access to NEDA, you know, eyes on real-time access to the activities in their bank accounts. And with that kind of eyes on access to bank accounts, we would have known about the $80,000 that was transferred out of KPFA's accounts and left the foundation to go to the law firm that was being used by an executive director who had already been suspended and then fired to continue to fight us in court with this very expensive law firm. So hopefully we can do it without having the PNB, you know, force them to do it. But I think we have to do it however we can.
Well, thank you, Sean, for those questions, and thank you, James, for your answers. And I just want to provide some clarification in response to Sophia's earlier question, some information for our listeners. The COVID Race in Democracy, the new program by Pacifica Radio, is broadcast on WBAI 4 p.m. on weekdays and available online at WBAI.org. The Thursday show is produced at WBAI and is hosted by Gloria J. Brown Marshall. And I want to remind our listeners that it is 11:35 p.m. and we are here on WBAI in New York, broadcasting at 99.5 FM, and we're streaming at WBAI.org. This is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board. My name is Jack Devine, and I am a staff representative and facilitator today. This month, we're presenting the LSB officers and the PNB directors. In this hour, we've heard from LSB Vice Chair Sophia Albady and PNB directors James Sagerton and Sean Rhodes, as well as Ralph Pointer. And now it's time to hear from you. We are taking your calls at 212-209-2877. Again, that number is 212-209-2877. And I just want to provide a point of clarification. The program is broadcast at 5 a.m., not 4 p.m. on the weekdays. And what the program I'm referring to is the COVID Race and Democracy program I was just talking about before. Do we have any listener calls?
Well, we have one on and one coming in. Here is the first one.
All right. You are live on WBAI for the local station board report. What is your name and question or comment?
Yes, hi, I'm Zabby, and I appreciate this report, and I have a website, in fact, called savewbai.webs, that's webs, W-E-B, for brilliant S strategy, .com, savewbai.webs.com. And I agree with Sean Rhodes that, indeed, we have to be careful to take care of all five stations because all five channels are needed, and there needs to be a uniform procedure for accounting. So I liked what James had to say. And by the way, after I'm finished speaking, if you could spell James' last name. And I know Ralph Pointer and the fact that he was saying that there should be a committee for deciding programming. Now, I like very much the programming that Linda Perry has been introducing gradually. I think it's quite superior. And there's a few things, I wish I could hear. And there's a couple shows that I wonder about that coping with a COVID show that comes on Saturdays for 2 hours, all of a sudden comes on, and it seems like it's a status quo maintaining. Yes, let's get used to it. I'll answer your questions so you can get conform with the 5G and all of this type of technology. And so I don't know where it came out of the blue, because I would have preferred to hear Bob Law for 2 hours from 11 to 1. I thought that he has a very good program. But in any case, other than that, I happen to be an accountant, and I have on my website, I have many suggestions. And my question, though, is I came in and heard about this $1.2 million that will be the insurance for your payroll for two or so months, 2.5 or whatever months. And Anita had reported to James that it was in hand and that there would be another loan going forward. And I'm wondering about all the outstanding loans already and the fact that we're in deficit, plus the other two channels are in deficit and need to balance it. I have a suggestion, you see, that, and I've tried to pass it on to WBAI for many years, that until you get stable financially, it would be good to operate as, for instance, the channel WUSB Stony Brook operates, and Lister is on that, and Ahmed, Lister and Ahmed Ali, who's helping with Radio Unnameable sometime, and we over at that station, we don't have a payroll problem of needing, you know, all this money for all the benefits and everything. We are all volunteers, and we actually engineer our own programs and do the content. We produce it, and I would think that, and this is a good idea for WBAI as well. And indeed, we have some wonderful people, the engineers. I know the staff is only like 9 people or whatever it was. And indeed, you know, but we've had the development developmental director to get the grants and this and that and the other. However, it seems to me that everyone who loves Pacifica, and that would mean all of the Pacifica, would be, until you can survive and pay off those huge loans that are outstanding from years ago, it seems to me just temporarily, and I know that the engineers are all talented. They have, most of them have their own shows. I just love all of their shows. They're very talented people, and I know, you know, they're depending on this for their salary, but still, it seems to me that we should be getting some people who teach some of the other programmers, the producers, how to engineer their own program, like Lister seems to know how to do, and like a few producers know how to do, and this might cut some of the hours. And I'm sure that, well, I mean, there's unemployment for 6 months. Who knows it? You know.
Debbie, I want to make sure that we get to some of the other listeners that we have calling
okay.
in.
Okay. All right. So, if you could spell James' last name for me, and I'd appreciate it. And so
James is spelled James Sagerton, S A G U R. T-O-N.
That's S-A-G-U-R-E-O-S.
S-A-G-U-R-T-O-N, like a ton.
Oh, I see an N for Nancy at the end.
Yes.
Thank you so very much, and thank you for all your effort, and I know you're trying hard, but please check my website out, Save WBAI.webs.com, and there's some suggestions. I'm an accountant with a master's degree, and so I would hope that you would look at that for some ideas. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you for your question. Would anyone like to respond to this in particular?
Jack, I'd like to make a quick response. This is James.
James, go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to tell the listener that thank you for your suggestions and for the reference to your website. I will look at that. And if you're an accountant, I may come looking for you. So that's good. I just want her to know that we are, by and large, a volunteer organization. We have something like 250 producers and hosts and staff people, and 99% of them are volunteers. We did have a staff several years ago, going back to 2013, 2014,
the vast majority of which was laid off due to our difficulty with the lease that we had at the Empire State Building, which grew out of the time when the World Trade Center went down and there were very few places for antennas available in New York. And we got locked into a very unadvisable contract at that time. And this is what we finally extracted ourselves after some great struggle over the last period of time. And that's why we took out what we call the big loan, which was because we had been sued and we had a judgment against us from the Empire State Realty Corporation, and they could have bankrupted the whole network. So we had to take a loan to forestall that. And now we've got the PPP loan, which is $1.2 million, which will give us some breathing space. And we have another loan, the so-called EIDL loan, which is a disaster injury loan from the Small Business Administration, which is a 30-year loan. It's a 3% plus a point or a little bit, 3% plus interest. So it's a very favorable thing. And theoretically, that could get us through the COVID virus time where, unfortunately, our listeners are suffering. People are out of work. People don't have the money. So our donations are down. You know, our formula of small our model of raising funds through small donations has been faltering due to a number of factors, but now it's really in trouble. So this would hopefully allow us to survive, stabilize ourselves, and then move forward in a more stable way. That's the plan. Thanks, Jack.
No problem. Thank you, James. Does anyone else have a response to her question or comments?
Yeah, it's Ralph here. Although I know the devil is in the details, and a lot of details have been given tonight, I'm listening, and all of the questions that have been answered so far, we are working on them presently. And the most important thing, which would include the loan, $1.2 million, was that now we are on a path to recovery, not only with the $1.2 million, but with the leadership in Pacifica. Lydia Berzon is doing a fantastic job, and the most important thing overall is that all of Pacifica recognizes the importance of WBAI. There are many people in Pacifica, or some people in the Pacifica organization, that have a problem with BAI, but the majority of people understand that WBAI is the foundation of Pacifica. What has the potential of keeping Pacifica going? And as the people ask the questions on personnel, there's a personnel committee that was recently been formed. When people ask the question of the finances, well, there's been an evaluation committee of the chief financial officer, and the interim director has a payroll protection plan, and we're on our way. But as I said, the most important thing is that the national board all over Pacifica recognizes New York as the one station that can save us all. And with that recognition comes the opportunity for people in the Pacifica to not only answer these questions that were asked, but verbally, but what would you say, physically deal with these questions. And I do believe that there is, you know, we're going to be dealing with employment. You know, and as a woman suggested, we're going to have to have a lot of people involved on their own, volunteer workers. And if we have a vibrant program, it will be easier to get volunteer workers in. And so I'm uplifted, more so than in the past 2 years of my being on the board, that we are on the path for success. And And I love the questions that came in because all of them dealt with the problem of the problems that we've been having and what we need to do for success. So thank you for the time.
Jack, well, may I add a little something? This is James.
Yeah, I just want to we only have 4 minutes left, so I just want to make sure we get to the next listener caller who's been waiting on the line. But if it's going to be very brief,
I just wanted to be sure everybody understands that the $1.2 million that we just got is forgivable. We may not have to pay that back. If we can avoid laying off a certain percentage of our employees, there's a formula tells you how many you can lay off. But if we can avoid laying people off during this 2.5 month period, we do not have to pay that money back. And so that's a great opportunity for us going forward.
Thank you, James, for clarifying on that. And I just would like to note, as a volunteer producer, the paid engineers at the station make everything that I do possible. And so we have one, we've got a time for a brief caller if you're with us. You're live on WBAI. What is your name and what is your question or comment? We only got 3 minutes, so please keep it brief.
I'm laughing because, you know, my first impulse is to say, why bother? It's a matter of, you know, you show your contempt for the listeners, even with this little thing. I would like to connect to the last listener of the previous hour and her comments on programming. Now, I understand that you have some public requirements of having comments, but there should be more than that. There should be more of a dialogue with people who listens to you, who pays your bill when they can, and you basically use just as a piggy bank. And we need more transparency. You know, now it's the first time I hear that you've been taking loans on, I don't know whose behalf, because we're always asked to contribute with no equity. You know, the capitalistic model is better. It opens the books and says, here is what we're making, here is what is coming in, here is your share. Well, the model that you're proposing is, here is what we need, and we always need, and you're getting nothing in return. You're getting more requests for money, because what that listener tried to get across to you is that the quality of the programming suffers. And people have an option. They can change the station, which I often do more and more. There are quite a few programs that I still listen to. Off the Hook, Exploration, anything that Max Schmidt does when he has a dialogue with the listeners. He knows that I call very often, whether I'm requested or not. Sometimes we have private conversations, because this is what listeners' interaction is. And that's what a community station does, listens to the listeners, because sometimes they also make some very good programming de facto. I think that what I'm saying is probably very interesting to a lot of people right now, and you should acknowledge that, and you should have more interaction. I understand COVID. I understand the objectivities of what's going on. But there should be more of an effort. Even one of my favorite shows, which I mentioned, now to be on the program when they have call-ins, Off the Hook, you have to call a number in Vermont or wherever it is. I can call a number in Vermont. I cannot be online for 20 minutes to wait to get on the air.
I don't want to cut you off, but we have to bring this to an end. But are you a subscriber? I just want to clarify.
Well, as I said, you know, it's subject to availability of funds. So in this moment, you're not the only ones who are struggling for funds. And to tell you the truth, I am quite disappointed in how those funds get to be used. You know, I don't want to pay Leonard Lopez's salary, and that needs to be discussed too, by the way. You know, who are the full-time dependents, and what do they do for the station? And also, another thing that I would like to add is people like Gary Knoll and Amy Goodman, who have built a career on the station, it's not good enough to come and offer a package.
I think these are some really, really great points. I don't want to cut you off, but we do have to go.
Without promoting their name and without impacting the quality of the programming. Thank you very much, and thank you for all the thankless work that you do.
I appreciate the call. We need your it is 11:54. I would love for everyone to respond to the listener, but I, as the facilitator, I'm told that I have to make a meeting announcement and then close this down for the night as we are approaching.
That was listener midnight. Democracy in action.
Well, I have to grab it, and I'm glad that I managed, and I hope that this motivates more people. Even I'm probably off the air by now, but thank you, Max, and it's always great talking with you.
So, I mean, if someone wants to make a very, very brief response.
I was trying to make a response. I thank the listener for giving his opinions, but we still need his help and everyone else's help, because I think we're on the way up and we are taking these suggestions very seriously, and we are working on all of them. So thanks again for the opportunity.
Well, thank you, Ralph, very much for that response. It is 11:56, so we are wrapping up the WBAI Local Station Board report. Before we go, the schedule of the PNB and LSB teleconference meetings is available at kpftx.org. Again, that is kpftx.org. And the stream of those meetings can also be heard there. On Tuesday, June 30th at 7 p.m., the LSB will be meeting in a closed session to deal with the Management Evaluation Committee report. That is not open to the public and will not be streamed. But open to the public is the Thursday, July 2nd at 8:30 PNB meeting, as well as on Wednesday, July 8th at 7 p.m., the LSB meeting. And on Wednesday, July 15th at 7 p.m. will be the WBAI Finance Committee meeting. To get more information about the LSB, visit wbai.org/lsbindex.php. Again, that is wbai.org/lsbindex.php. To join the LSB's public listserv, in which you can read posts and discussions among LSB members, send a blank email message to wbai-lsb-public-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. To send letters, write Local Station Board, WBAI, 388 Atlantic Ave, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. The next LSB report will air sometime in July, and it will be presented by various members of the LSB, so keep an ear out for that announcement. Special thanks to Linda Perry for the use of this time, and to our engineer, Max Schmid, for his assistance. And thank you for calling in today. Up next is the award-winning Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special. Until next time, stay tuned.
June 28th is the LGBTQ Pride Day in New York. Tune in to WBAI from 1 to 3 p.m. for OutFM special coverage of the Pride March focused on the Black community.
We'll be talking with organizers of this year's Queer Liberation March for Black Lives and against police brutality.
We'll bring you a stunning interview with longtime Black Panther, self-identified lesbian Erica Huggins.
We'll also address the Black LGBTQ movement today, focused on the murders of Black transgender folks, especially women.
Sunday, June 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. for Out FM's Pride Special on WBAI at 99.5 FM and at WBAI.org.
Hi, this is Christian McBride.